Hey, besties.
Welcome to the BFF Bookcast.
We're your hosts, Teresa and Katie.
Before we jump in, we just want to remind everyone that what we discuss are our own thoughts and opinions. Just remember, we are here to have a good time.
And as always, please check trigger warnings before reading any books we will be discussing. And beware, we curse like the Bat Boys probably do during their annual snowball fight. Hey, Katie.
Hey, Teresa Marie.
What are you doing?
Eating.
It's like the ASMR of you, like, yes. Crinkling.
And now I'm going to open up my container.
Okay, no. Let's not do the chewing. I am apologizing on behalf of Katie for chewing. Yeah, no, I feel that. I'm just, like, really tired today, and I have a full day tomorrow.
Ugh.
Work. I have to go into the office, and then I have my friend's birthday dinner at night, but it's not until 7:30.
Ooh, that's late.
It's late, which is fine, but it's, like, I get out of work, so I'm up at 5:30. I'm in work at 6:45. I'm out of work at 3:45, but then between, like, 3:45 and 7:30, I mean, I'm going to go hang out with her before we meet everybody back.
Okay.
I'm just going straight to Lauren's. Which is nice. So I'll hang out with her before we go to dinner, which is great. But it's just, like, a very, like, long day. Like, I'm not going to get home probably until, like, 10:30. And then I have to wake up at 5:30 again on Wednesday. So tomorrow's a long day. And then Thursday Katie and I have an event. Luckily, I'll be working from home that day.
I'm like really nervous because Tom and I have been going to bed every night by, like, I'm not even kidding you, we're in bed by 8:30. And we're, like, dead to the world with sleep by, like, 8:30.
Yeah, honestly though, like, when you're out, you're not,
like,
yeah, that's because, like, there's so many times too, like, when, like, before I go out, I'm like, I want to die, like, I want to go to bed, and then, like, once I'm there, I'm like, I can go.
I'm sure that'll happen to me.
Yeah.
The drive home, I'm sure it'll start to hit.
True.
But I'm like, you know what? It's one night. It's one night. It's okay.
It's one night. I mean, we have to discuss logistics, obviously, but it is close. I think it's close to Times Square. So the best bet would just be taking the train to Penn and then either walking there. No, that was the other event.
Okay.
The other event was near World Trade. This, which we missed. This event is, I think it's because, okay, remember when we took Danielle there for her birthday a few years ago? And we took the train in. We took the train in and then walked.
Oh, yeah, because then she kept missing it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So then, yeah. So it's really easy. Or it's like one subway stop down to Port Authority, which it might be closer to there.
Honestly,
I have to look into it.
I'm on, like, a major step goal haul, so we might walk.
You know, I don't, it's supposed to be nice. Like,
it's supposed to be
Google. Yeah. So I won't mind walking. I just want to see, like, what it's closer. I think we'll be fine. I'll text you the details. We don't have to discuss them now.
Jay podcast is just listening to Teresa and Katie talk about how.
Let me pull up the NJ Transit train schedule. I won't bore you guys with it, but I am, like, obsessive over checking the train schedules when I have to travel. If you guys have been with us for a while, then you know that last year, me, Katie, and our friend Mary were the victims of a attempted robbery last year at the train station. And I went back to the scene of the crime on last Thursday for the Devil's game. And I was like, where's the plaque for us?
Where's, like, the award for saving the town?
Why am I not being applauded walking into the train station? Like, they should all know.
He was not smart. He stayed around. So when we called the cops, they were able to get him and he was arrested.
He was very
black.
If thieving is his job, he's very bad at it.
Probably like, these girls are not going to do anything about it. And little did he know, like, literally 911 was being dialed as, like, Teresa was like,
yeah, I was like, we gotta get this guy. Like, literally, he's in jail right now. So we did a good deed.
He also has had a past criminal history. So like he didn't just go to jail just for a year.
Yeah, no. There was warrants and stuff out for his
arrest. He was a wanted man.
He was a wanted man. We deserve
the plaque.
Well, right. Honestly, that's why he's like really bad. Okay, he tried to rob us really quick and then we'll get into the book. He tries to rob us. We're like, heck no, man. And then instead of like leaving, being like, oh, I tried to rob these girls, he just goes to the other side of the tracks. Like, and I think he was like going to try to rob somebody over there instead. But no, he got caught. So he's just bad at his job.
So bad.
So bad at his job. But we're here today to talk about The Love of My Afterlife by Kirsty Greenwood. Mm-hmm. And okay, so I did this a few weeks ago. I forget the book. I think, oh, it was Cash. When I was like, oh, it's her first book. No, it was like Jessica Peterson's like 80th book. And then this book, I was like, The Love of My Afterlife, it's her debut novel. And then I looked it up and she also has like 10 other books. So just because I haven't read a book doesn't mean it's the author's first ever foray into being an author. I just need to do more research, I think, before I speak. Basically, this woman, Delphi, she chokes on a burger and dies. And she goes to, like, the afterlife where she meets, I guess, like, an afterlife therapist named Merritt. And Merritt basically is like, I'll send you back. Okay. While they're chit-chatting, this man, Jonah, shows up. Him and Jonah and Delphi have this little meet-cute, I guess, in, like, purgatory, I guess is, like, where they are technically. And Jonah is, like, not supposed to be there. He's not actually dead. He's just, like, under anesthesia. So Merritt sends him back. And then she's, like, to Delphi, like, oh, I could do this, like, one-time thing where I send you back for 10 days. You have to get Jonah to kiss you in those 10 days. And then you can, like, stay alive. Like, he might be, like, everybody has 5 soulmates. He might be one of yours. Like, and Delphi's like, why are you doing this? Merritt's like, I'm basically kind of bored.
Yeah.
So she sends her back. And Delphi is then, like, woken up in her apartment by her downstairs neighbor, Cooper, who they have, it's like an enemies to lovers type of story. Like, they hate each other, but kind of like, for like no good. It's like they don't like each other because of like one misunderstanding like 5 years prior, which like I kind of hate that trope where it's like one misunderstanding and you're going to be mean to this person for 5 years, but fine. Cooper had very good reason kind of to be a little like mean to her in the beginning. Delphi is kind of just a bitch.
Yes.
Like,
think of a person who, if you became, okay, if you're friends with somebody, maybe they have like one friend and this person has put up so many walls to protect themselves that they've actually turned themselves into a bitch because they're like making sure no one can get close to them to hurt them because she was bullied so bad that she's like, no one can come anywhere near me.
And instead of
never have to deal with that again.
And she's not even just, like, standoffish. Like, two women she works with, Jan and I forgot the other one's name. It doesn't matter.
She's a grade A bitch.
She's just, like, not nice to people. Like, I get she was bullied. And she was bullied by her ex-best friend. This woman, like, her, like, they do, terrible things. Like, Jen and Robbie are, like, really, really terrible to her. And it's not even just like, oh, I put these walls up or I don't make like a lot of connections because she's like actually mean to people who are just like trying to get to know her. But in the 10 days,
spices with some words.
Yeah. Like, yeah, right. She's just like not a nice person, which is like making it hard to root for her because I loved all the other characters, but I was like, I don't think I like Delphi. And it isn't until like the end. Like, okay, so we won't get to the end yet. I always do that. I always skip ahead.
So wait. So the reason why I think I liked her, I wish Kate could be on this call right now because she would back me up 100%. So I had a really bad experience my last year of high school where I, at the end, was like bullied horrifically. Like, honestly, thank God that Facebook was like the only thing for social media and like you only went on it at home. That was the extent of our social media.
Yeah.
When we were graduating in a whopping 2007 and 2008. So I think when I finally got to college, and then I didn't really, like, I had a decent college experience for my first year, but, like, I didn't really like it. All the girls I became friends with, everyone was going home. So, like, I kind of was just, like, back to whatever. When I got to Georgian Court and met Kate, I don't even know why she became friends with me, because I was the same fucking way. I was mean as shit. Like, I was a fucking snake. Like, there'd be times, like, I would walk around campus. It was an all-girls Catholic school. So just, like, let's just set the scene here. It's just fucking bitches everywhere. And, like, I remember, like speaking to people and then Kate doing, like border control behind me. She's like, I'm so, she's just, you know, it's just a bad day. And she's like, you need to fucking be nice. I'm like, I am nice. She's like, you're being a fucking asshole. But I thought that was, I was just like, whatever. Like, I just, like,
yeah.
I don't know, I found her, like, relatable. And then finally Kate was like, no, you really need to fucking stop. Like,
well, I'm glad that you related to her. I was like, this girl's so mean. She's mean to people who, like, don't deserve it. I think that's the thing too. Like, when she was, like, mean to Jen, like, when they have the run in, I was like, yes, bitch, slay. And, like, even, like, her and, like, Cooper kind of, like, for, like, in the beginning and stuff, because they're kind of going tit for tat. But then at a certain point, I'm like, stop being mean to him. Like, he's just, like, this, like, cute little man. Like, he's not little, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. I honestly had a bigger issue with her, like, the way that she treated her two coworkers, who were, like, nothing but nice to her.
Who keep trying. Like, they were
trying.
Alid
from the library. Like, again, like, a little, like, oh, he's a lot. But, like, he's just nice. And then I forget the dog walker.
Oh, she's a little cutie. She's a little much. But
it's
she's
not Felicia, but it's something with an F, I think. I can look it up because I have the Kindle. But, yeah, like, I'm like, but, like, she's just like, let's, you know, she's like, oh, I don't have any friends. Like, I want to make friends in the city. I just moved here. Delphi's like, well, it's not going to be me. Like,
have fun. And she's like, sir.
Yeah. Which, like, I give these people a lot of credit because I'd be like, oh, okay. Like, moving on. But yeah, she gets sent back and her whole, like, life mission is to find Jonah because she has to find Jonah and she has to kiss Jonah. And, what is Tom doing?
I can't say it.
Is he naked?
No. Oh. I'm saying is, what the fuck did I marry? This would be something Gil would do. Which just leaves the door wide open for a plethora.
Oh, okay. I could guess.
Ding.
Wow. Anyway, there's always, Tom is always doing something in the background.
He's like, on camera.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Yeah, he can hear me. You're not wearing my headphones.
No, but my headphones.
Hi, Tom.
He's wearing, hi, Dave. back to our scheduled program.
Anyway, so she needs to find Jonah, and Cooper, she basically, like, Cooper decides to help, and he agrees to help her if she agrees to, like, kind of, I guess it's kind of like a fake dating situation. Basically, like, it starts off with, like, can we just take a selfie together, because he wants to get his mom off of his back. He's been, like, kind of depressed for the last 5 years. His twin sister died. He, like, kind of just, like, he wasn't, I don't think he was, like, really into, like, dating anyway, like, even when his sister was alive, because, like, they always, like, made fun of, like, the girls he would bring around. But he just, like, wants his mom, like, his mom's trying to set him up on a blind date, and he's like, oh, no, I'm seeing somebody. So they take a selfie, and then his mom wants wants him to invite Delphi over for family game night. So based on those two favors, he does some favors for her, helps her find Jonah. And she does. And she, again, she's just, like, so bad. Like, I was like, this girl has no game at all. And, like, I don't either, but I'm like, she's a big old, like, the whole thing was, like, Jonah's not going to remember that he met you in this, like, afterlife, whatever. So, like, he's not going to know who you are, whatever. And she's, like, going, like, she, her, like, her whole idea is to just, like, go up to him and be like, hi, like, I know this is crazy, but we need to kiss.
That was that was my one culprit of that whole book, was, like, that's really what you thought Like, right, this guy, like, would be like, you're psychotic.
And he does.
Yes, he really does. Which, like, I feel like at that moment is, like, more of, like, secondhand embarrassment of, like, laugh out loud. Like, I think – so this is the way I took this. I think she put herself so confined in a box, right?
Yeah.
That, like, you literally forgot how to speak to people and you forgot how to, like, convey anything that's – like, you're just going blunt straight to the point. And, like, yeah, like, you're, the reaction you got was, this girl is absolutely out of her mind.
It made sense for her character to have, like,
yes.
No – to just be so socially awkward very because social, she doesn't
yeah
she doesn't have any friends. She like never that's okay this is the thing too. So this book is set in London, and this girl, I forget where in London she, and again, like, I literally been there one time, but I just got back, so I was like, oh, like, I kind of know like some of the things she's talking about. But she like is like, oh, like, Soho is like the worst, which like I liked Soho, I thought it was fun. And like, she never leaves her apartment, she never leaves the, like, basically, like, 2-block, like, radius for, like, where she, like, yeah. lives. Like, there are, like, things when, I forget, like, one of the parts where they're, like, going somewhere, and it's in London, and she's, like, oh, I've never been there. And I'm, like, that'd be, like, living in New York, and, like, maybe, like, living in, like, near Central Park, and then being, like, oh, I've never been to Soho
yeah.
or Chelsea. And it's, like, how?
She's put herself into, like, an insane corner.
Right. Like, she's lived there for her whole life, and she's never left her neighborhood.
No. Like, she literally stayed within her little fortress. I feel like even when she was, like, choking on the burger, because you kind of, like, go through the stages of, like, okay, she just got to get it out. And then she's like, oh, shit. Like, I feel like she, like, in those moments starts to realize that, like, you've done nothing with your life. Like, you've done nothing with yourself. Like, you have – like, she was even like, who's going to come find me? Like, who's gonna think to be like, oh, she's
yeah, she was upset thinking Mr. Yoon was gonna come down and find her.
Yeah,
like her only friend is a like, mute, like 85-year-old man.
Yeah, which like sad, but like, you know what I mean, like, yeah, she's like, that's the only person who's gonna come find me, like, otherwise no one else is gonna care, like, yeah. She goes through this whole process. So I feel like when she does come out, like, I think in her mind, she want the, again, and the way I took this was like, she wants to try to change, but just again has no idea how. Because yeah. She's never, and then again, like, who do you turn to? Like, I feel like sometimes if you are an introvert, like, it is nice when you have an extrovert, because it's like, okay, now I'm forced to do something.
Yeah.
And being taken out of my comfort zone, or like, okay, like, you navigate the city way better than I do. I mean, could I figure it out? Yes, it's not hard, but like, when you kind of have someone to follow, it's a little bit easier, whereas like, she's got no one.
Yeah.
But I do like the progression in the book where... This is where I found it like a little bit more believable, was like, she didn't do like a complete 180 where she's like this bubbly, happy persona of a person. Like, it's still like, she's still a work in progress.
Yeah. She's very
a long way. Like, it makes sense. Cause I can't stand when people have growth and development and it's the complete opposite of what they were in the beginning, in the beginning, unless it's like over a long period of time. Like, this isn't over that long a period of time, but she is trying to make strides to like, meet new people, like, say yes to things and try things. And like, though it might come across as awkward and like weird and socially whatever inept, but like, she's doing it.
Yeah.
And she's actually, I love in the end how she's shocked at how many people do show up for Mr. Yoon, but also because she asked. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, even like her coworkers, like, they're like, finally, like, okay, like, let's get you dressed. Let's do this. Like, it was cute.
Yeah, like, they're, like, the first people that are, like, will help you. And, like, okay, so Delphi is also, she's 27, and she's a virgin. That's, like, I feel like a bigger part of it, too. It's, like, she's, like, oh, I've never, whatever. And she wasn't, like, saving herself. Again, she just has, like, kind of become, like, a recluse. Like, she leaves and goes out, but she just, like, doesn't, like, really have human relationships. She has no relationship with her dad. Her parents get divorced. Her mom becomes, like, super depressed and then eventually, like, leaves and, like, moves to the States and, like, leaves Delphi in London by herself, essentially. And then her mom's a complete piece of shit. And I kind of like that we didn't really get a resolution with the mom. Like, she just kind of is like, oh, well, you know what? If I'm not worth her time, she's not worth my time. Like, I kind of just, like that there wasn't, like, there didn't have to be this, like, huge thing with her mom. She just, like, deletes her mom's number and it's just, like, done with her, which is sad, but whatever. But when her and Cooper, they like sneak into that like event or whatever, and then they get like trapped in the rain, and then it's the whole like one bed thing, which was like so funny when they like speak to Merritt at the end, and she's like, Merritt is like a huge like rom-com fan and like loves like books and whatever. And she's like, yeah, like all my favorite tropes, like getting caught in the rain and a heist and a one bed and like all this stuff. And so she's like kind of like making things happen and like pushing Delphi and Cooper together. But like for being a 27-year-old virgin with like no social skills to just like bang in your enemy hot neighbor like over and over again.
Like, okay, girl.
I give her, I'm like, you go, girl. But I was like, I feel like she would, I feel like just knowing Delphi's character, I feel like it would have been, if this was real life, she would have been a lot more awkward about it.
Yes. 110%.
Instead, they're like, we hate each other. Rabbits. Let's fuck. And then, like, let's keep fucking. And then they're driving home and he has to pull over to, like, eat her out in the car.
Yeah.
And then they're, like, kind of just, like together. And I was like, I just feel like it went from like 0 to 100 very quickly. Yes. And I did like how she kind of like, once they got together, she like was like done pursuing the Jonah thing. I thought she was going to like keep talking about the Jonah thing. And like, I was going to feel really bad, for Cooper. Merritt is the one who's like,
why are you going after Jonah? Yeah.
Cause like the contract. Yeah. Okay. So spoiler alert, Merritt is Cooper's dead sister. And she didn't, like, do this whole thing to get them together. It just kind of happened that way. But the contract stated that Delphi had to kiss Jonah to stay alive. Yes. So once Merritt realized that, like, Delphi and her brother were, like, falling for each other, she was like, fuck, like, he already lost me. He's not going to be able to survive losing, like, another person that he loves. And the only way for Delphi to stay is to kiss Jonah, like, is to kiss another guy. And Merritt is kind of like, you just kind of have to trust me. You have to go kiss Jonah if you want to stay. And then Delphi goes to Cooper and she's like, I can't explain it. It's going to sound crazy, but I have to go do this. And Cooper's the one who drives her over to Jonah's place. And then that's where they get into
it. He kind of starts to believe, like, because isn't in that moment that's when he's like, oh, like.
She says Merritt. Like, she kind of says what happened. Like, she says Merritt and he's like, what do you mean? Because she thinks his sister's name is Emily because they call her M.
M, yeah.
And, like, so when she says Merritt and, like, says something about, like, books and, like, rom-coms or whatever, she says something that Cooper's like, I think she's telling the truth.
Yeah.
And then they get to, like, Jonah's place. They get into a car accident. Jonah sees it happen and, like, pulls her out of the car and gives her mouth-to-mouth, which is technically a kiss. So it, like, she comes back to life, basically, but Cooper's in a coma. And he's in a coma for 12 weeks.
I know. I couldn't believe that they kept him in a coma that long.
Because, okay, this is why it's like, I'm like, okay, it shouldn't have been that long. He literally wakes up one morning. It's, she, like, she does art, or she, like, whatever. She always has, like, put it off, and now she's, like, living this, like, life. She's very, like, confident that he's gonna wake up. She's like, we didn't go through all this. He's with his sister. She's gonna find a loophole to get him back here. Delphi's like not that worried about it.
Literally not at all.
I'm like, okay, girl. So she has an art show. Cooper wakes up that morning, and I guess like as a surprise, he shows up at the art show, and he's like, yeah, like no, like I'm completely healthy and fine. I just have been in bed for 12 weeks, so I'm a little weak. So that's why I'm in a wheelchair. But otherwise, I'm fine. I'm like, sir, 12-week coma, you're not waking up and then leaving the hospital that same day.
No, they're keeping you for like an extra like week, probably.
Yeah. You're probably going directly into a rehab center to rehabilitate yourself.
Because your legs are probably the size of my arm. And
right. I mean, again, like, I get it. It's a book. But I was like, could we have just made maybe just like a 2-week coma, then I could be like, yeah, he's out.
Exactly. Like, why the 12? Plus, like, to put the pair, second qualm, because, like, then to put those parents through that all over again with this, like, what happened to the sister, I'm like, why?
I know. So I felt really, his parents were so sweet. I mean, you don't really get too much of his dad, but his mom was, like, an angel. Mr. Yoon.
Oh.
A little angel. And when he plays the violin.
Oh my god, I know. And he's
and then Alad gives him the little computer.
Yeah, like that's sorry, that's what I meant. Yeah. But like yeah. He can communicate, and like I feel like everyone kind of like rallies around him too. Like they like now like he's also made friends. Like people yeah. come to visit him more so now. Like it's so cute.
I know, I love it, and like I just picture like my grandpa, like because like Mr. Yoon's like an 86-year-old man, like I just like picture like my grandpa, and I'm like I like love that, like if you know. If my grandpa had no family, that like when he was that old, like that somebody would have been around to take care of him.
Yeah. I went on Goodreads because I wanted to like refresh my memory.
Yeah.
My sister keeps texting me about Gilmore Girls.
Who is?
Gina.
Oh.
I was like waiting to see your review, but I don't think you put a review yet, unless like I didn't pop up and see it.
I gave it 4 stars. I didn't like write a review yet. I normally wait until I'm like in work, which because I don't like to type reviews on my phone.
Yeah, I can get that.
So like I like normally will get into work and I'll just be like, I'm gonna type my review really quick on Goodreads. It takes like 5 seconds.
More review that I need to.
I forgot that she told, I literally just read this too. By the way, I started this Saturday, finished it Sunday morning. When she tells Cooper that she needs to find Jonah because she gave him chlamydia. I was like, why are you so bad at lying?
I like that she's so bad at lying. And he was like, what?
And then again, she finally is like, so I didn't give him chlamydia. I'm actually a virgin. And Cooper's like,
okay.
Cooper's like, oh, I didn't know you were a virgin, but he's like, oh, really? You didn't give him chlamydia? Like, that was a lie? No shit.
Someone wrote a review, and it says, this is The Good Place meets The Little Mermaid.
Okay. The Good Place I could get. What?
The Little Mermaid. That is so false.
I could understand if Jonah was endgame and like all she had to do was like get this guy to kiss her and then there was like somebody in the afterlife. But no, it's literally nothing like that.
This to me, like this was very Ashley Poston paranormal romance with like quirky Allie Hazelwood vibes.
Yes, I was gonna say I highlighted okay, so she she doesn't have, like, workout clothes or running clothes or anything. But Jonah's in a running club, so she, like, takes out, like, an old bag of clothes that was her mom's that she never donated. Her mom's a lot smaller than she is, but she throws on, like, leggings and a sports bra, and she goes. And everyone's, like, looking at her, and she thinks she, like, looks so fucking good. She's like, oh, I look so good. Everybody's looking at me. But she has, like, the worst camel toe of all time. And somebody was like, you probably just have a fatter labia. Some labia are just hungry. It's all natural and human. Don't be upset.
It's amazing.
It's like very funny. Like this is written very funny. I'm like very curious about how her other books are because it is really, 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 really funny.
I loved, this is when I knew I was going to be vibing with this book at 8%. I listened to nothing but My Chemical Romance for the whole of 2007. I'm like, yo, same.
Yeah.
Even the mighty Nora Roberts herself would sell a kidney to get that kind of chemistry on page. I was like, I like this.
Oh my, wait. Okay. So also the women who work at the pharmacy with her. There's like nothing wrong with being like having different body types or being bigger or even being smaller, like whatever. But I just know like me and like my insecurities. When Delphi goes and asks, like, okay, so she goes to the pharmacy and she asks, like, remember that dress you wore for you? Oh, no. She's, like, looking for a dress to wear to the thing. And I wish I remembered their names. I'm really bad. The mom of, like, the pair from the pharmacy, the mom says to her daughter, remember the dress you wore for Grandma Diane's 70th birthday party, the gray silky one with the thingies. And then, okay, Leanne and Jan, I think. So then Leanne is the daughter. Leanne's, like, the one with the cap sleeves. And Jan, the mom, goes, you were probably a bit chunkier then, so it'll probably fit Delphi now.
That would like, ruin my soul.
That would literally ruin my soul.
Like, I would be, you know.
And again, there's nothing wrong with it. I just, like, I am so insecure and, like, body conscious. that, like, if somebody was like, oh, it'll fit you because, like, I was bigger back then.
Speaking of self-consciousness, like, my grandma yesterday, this woman's 80, 79. she literally looks at me today, yesterday, and she's like, you're starting to lose weight, huh? And I'm like, okay.
Right. Like, I just feel like, just don't comment things about people's bodies like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know. Yeah. No. Like, just don't say that. Like, oh, I think it'd be double
like,
size.
Whatever. Like, I'll take that with a grain of salt because you're 79. Yeah. But I'm just like, I was feeling good about myself today. But never mind.
Yeah, no, I could never. Are you okay?
I'd rather scoop up my eyeball. Okay. I just, some of these, like, sometimes I highlight quotes and I'm like, I get why I did it because I'm weird and whatever, but
yeah.
I just feel like there was, like, a couple of, like, fuck, you're beautiful. Like, why the rush? I take a deep breath because life is too short to wait around on a good idea. And it's like,
yeah,
I can, you know, that's cute.
It is. There was a lot that I really, really liked about it. It's just funny because I really liked the book and I didn't really like her. Normally, like, if I don't like the main character that much, it'll ruin the book for me. But I, like, I didn't like Delphi, but I, like, understood her.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I can understand why she wouldn't be a likable person.
Yeah. Like, I would never be friends with her. Because, like, the first time she would, like, the first 10 times she copped a fucking attitude with me. You know what I mean? Like,
game over.
No. Okay, so, this is so off topic, but I don't consider myself to be, like, a mean person. And last night, my mom, my aunt, who's visiting from North Carolina, my cousin, and his new girlfriend. We all drove into Brooklyn. We met up with my brother and my sister-in-law to go to a Nightmare Before Christmas thing at the Botanical Gardens. So my mom and my aunt planned this while we were, like, I was in London or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I agree to it. And that was it. I was like, okay, like, just send me date and time. Like, whatever. So my mom and my aunt, like, plan it all. So they get the tickets. They text, like, my mom, like, texts my brother and is like, oh, it's in, like, this area of Brooklyn, whatever. So we're all going to, like, meet in this area and get dinner and drinks. Then we're going to go over to the Botanical Gardens. And we're going to, like, walk through. It's, like, 45 minutes, like, walk through, like, the whole, like, Nightmare Before Christmas thing. So we get picked up. We drive, like, an hour and 15 minutes because, of course, there's traffic. An hour and 15 minutes into Brooklyn. My brother and Erica have to take, like, a 30-minute Uber because it's, like, in an area of Brooklyn that's, like, not near where they're living right now. And we walk. So we do, like, dinner and drinks or whatever. And first of all, my love language is just, like, making fun of people. And we're at dinner and, like, everybody's telling me that I'm, like, so mean. They're like, yeah, like, you're just mean to everybody. And I'm like, no, I'm kidding. I'm fucking around.
It's because
it's like, yeah, you're so mean. You're so mean. And my mom's like, yeah, you are kind of mean. And I was like, to you guys.
Yeah, like, you're the, like, honestly, if we're both going out in public, you're nice. I'm not. Like, I don't want to speak to people. I'm like, go the fuck away from me. He's like, I'm just like, they just want to be my friend. And I'm like, no, Teresa, they don't want to be your fucking friend.
Everybody wants to be my friend. What are you talking about? But I was just, like, dying because I was like, they were like, no, like, you're so mean. And my aunt was like, yeah, you're kind of a bitch. And I was like, okay, to you guys, because you're my family and I will be mean to you. Long story short, though, so we do dinner drinks. We walk over. The one entrance is closed, but it's, like, the side entrance. We walk to the front. That entrance is closed. We're like, how the fuck do we get in? We pull up the tickets. My mom bought tickets to the New York Botanical Gardens, which are in the Bronx. We were in Brooklyn.
Oh, my
God. So we just didn't go because it was, like, an hour-long car ride.
Oh,
or an hour and a half on subways because you have to, like, take, like, there's, like, no subways. Like, so we just didn't go.
Fun fact. I guess you can call my first official date with Tom at the Botanical Gardens in Brooklyn at a wedding.
Okay. Well, you've been there. I've been to the outside. Yeah. We were sitting. I go, Mom, what's the address? Like, give me the address. She tells me the address on the ticket, and I like look at it, and I was like,
woman, that's the Bronx.
I was like, I was like, so we're at the wrong ones. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, I even mentioned it. I was like, oh, why are we going to Brooklyn first? And they were like, because that's where the botanical gardens are. And I was like, are you sure it's not the New York ones? Like the ones like in the city? Mom was like, no, yeah. It's the one in Brooklyn. I was like, oh, okay. Well, like I never saw the ticket. Or like, I didn't know anything. So everyone should just listen to me because I knew.
God, you're so mean.
I'm so mean. And of course, because everyone's telling me I'm mean earlier in the night, that now I'm like trying to not make fun of my mom for fucking up. So I'm like hugging her. And I'm like, it's okay.
But deep down inside, you want to be like, yo, bitch, we don't fuck up.
I wanted to like literally make a million jokes about it.
I've been dubbed in my family the family bully. And I don't like the word bully, but like I definitely am not someone who will beat around the bush.
That, I mean, I will say that. I don't beat around the bush when it comes to like giving my opinion. If I like really, really like love you and I'm comfortable with you, then like I will kind of be a brat. But yeah, Cooper says to her, to Delphi, he goes, you have a way of cutting right to the meanest comment you can possibly make in any given situation. That's what I was reading when I thought of this. Like my whole family telling me I'm mean because they literally said that about me. And she says, and like, again, we've all done this. Delphi was like, you know how when someone says something hard to you and at the time you never have the appropriate comeback?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You think of something withering in the middle of the night and then fixate on it. She was like, I spent the entirety of my high school career doing that. And soon enough, I cultivated the skill of actually being able to respond immediately when someone annoyed me. And you annoy me a lot. Yeah.
Like, I can't tell you how many times. I'm like, 4 million hours later, I'm like, I would have had the best comeback if this just happened right now.
Yeah. Or even like years later, I'm like, this bitch said this to me when I was a freshman in college. And if I ran into her now, this is my comeback. Yeah.
Also, I had to laugh because like she was choking on a vending machine burger, and I have also had a vending machine burger once upon a time. I'm actually surprised I haven't died
at FDU from the little basement. Yeah, that's disgusting.
I know. I don't know what the fuck I was doing, but I tried it once.
I love this because I am a sucker for like a well-timed flirt, and Cooper is flirty. And I could just like hear him saying it in my head. She was like, I'm not about to be that cow bag who makes you sleep on the floor, but you better not touch me, pal. Like when they're going to sleep in the same bed. I just picture being like, you better not touch me, pal. And he just like looks at her and he like smiles, like smirks. And he's like, not even if you begged me to, Delphi. And then they fuck like literally like 10 minutes later. But I like the like, not even if you I could just picture him.
I know. He's like, he's also kind of quiet, but like secret kind of.
Yeah. So he's like, he like works in like computer science, like IT, but then he also is an author.
Yes.
Of like mysteries.
Very well.
Yeah. Like a very like well-known author who's like won awards, but ever since his sister died, he just like doesn't have it in him to write anymore.
Angel.
I really liked Cooper.
I liked Cooper too. He's a good character.
So his author, okay, so his last name is Cooper, which I think is weird that, like, his parents even call him Cooper.
Yeah.
His author name is R.L. Cooper, and she was like, what does the R.L. stand for? And I thought it was going to be, like, a pen name.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Remington Leopold Cooper. And I think it's so funny. But he, like, went to Oxford, and, like, they're very, like, snooty, like, posh, like, Brits. And they're not snooty, but he is. Like, you can tell he's, like, very, like, he's very, like, posh, I think is, like, the right word. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, my God. What's happening? Anyway. But, yeah, you gave it 4.5 stars. I gave it 4. I thought it was really, really funny. And it does make me want to, like, explore her other books. Because if she, like, writes like this, like, if this is kind of the norm for her
writing style.
I really like the writing style. I didn't love the main character, but I really did like the writing style.
I absolutely agree. It is like her highest rating book.
Yeah,
But still, like, there's a couple, like, they look like they average pretty decent amount of stars.
But yeah, like, I mean, 4.3,
3.94. I don't know.
419. Yeah, like, there's not Big Sexy Love, 4.31 with 8,000, almost 9,000 reviews. Yeah, it's not bad. I'm just going to mark it as want to read, and then I can go back and decide.
There you go, girl.
There you go, girl. Anyway, next week we have a Spilling the Tea episode on the 23rd. And on the 30th, confirmed, we will be speaking with Laura about the release of Finding Haze, which comes out on the 24th. So that gives you some time to read it. And then November, I don't know yet.
It's just, you know, too far in advance for us right now.
We're taking it a day at a time. Really? I have to remind Katie of, like, everything right now.
Everything. I was looking at my kitchen this morning and I was like, I know the perfect place to put the fucking calendar. Like, I need like in my, like, I have everything in my phone. I don't look at
it. I have right behind me, right behind my computer. I have a wall calendar in my office because it is, I need, like, I can, like, sit here and look at it. Like, tomorrow I have dinner with Lauren. 17th, yeah. I have the Bramble event. The 19th, I have lunch plans.
I need to do the same thing. Even when you messaged me about the race, I went to my phone. I was like, oh, yeah. There it is.
I saw the date. Yeah, so Katie posted on her running account, like, these, like, you know, she's getting back into running and she's doing the whole 50 states thing. And she's like, oh, like this weekend I can do, like, Montana and, like, Spokane or whatever. And I was like, I mean, fine. Like, we can sell the tickets. Like, I would not be mad at you. But I was like, we have tickets to a book event in Fort Lauderdale that weekend.
I know. Well, like, I told Tom, I was like, oh, like, I forgot that, like, we're going to Florida. And he's like, but would you, so, like, because I never told him potentially that he may also be going to Florida. I was like, well, because he was like, would you rather go to Florida for a book event? Or, like, he's like, especially if, like, your tea can just sell them. It's not like you guys booked a hotel. Like, what's the big deal?
I'm right.
Like, well, like, there's potential that you and Gil would just come with us. And he's like, wait. He's like, so now I get to go to Florida? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, you never fucking told me this. So, like, well, I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
He's like, then okay, then we're going to Florida.
Perfect.
I was like, okay, cool. I was like, there's other races. I found another race. It just,
what?
I was kind of hoping, I really commend the people who are doing the 50 state thing and do, like, marathons or halves. I was doing a half for a while and then, like, you die out quickly. Maybe not so much anymore because, like, everything's more, like, west, but I found, I told you about it, the Glacier Mountain half marathon, but it's a half marathon and on a mountain. And I'm like, oh my God, that's going to hurt. So, and the next day there's a 5K in Spokane, which is fine. But I'm like, that half.
That half would hurt, I think.
It would hurt. But at the same time too, I'm like, but there's nothing else that, like, matches up well.
And I was going to say, like, I think the next, like, the 5K the next day may be, honestly, I think you'll be fine. I think if you just go out a little early and you, like, adjust the altitude for, like, a day or two. Because, like, you could just, like, slow your pace. Yeah. You don't, like, you're not, like, trying to PR.
No, not looking to PR in these things. Just looking to, like, get out there. But, like, I feel bad because, like, Tom travels with me. So I'm always, like, if I do a longer race, then he has to sit around and wait for me.
True.
To be determined.
TBD. But, yeah, so that's the next 2 weeks, and then TBD for November. And then you and I have to talk offline because next weekend is already the wedding. And are we staying in Boston for another night?
Yeah, like, what are we doing? We need to make plans.
Yeah, no, we'll chat.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, Katie Jean, you can send us out.
Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to subscribe to receive notifications anytime a new episode drops.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at thebff.bookclub. If you have any comments, questions, book recommendations, or books you want us to talk about in future episodes, please send us an email at thebff.bookclub1@gmail.com.
We appreciate your support.
See you, fuckers.